Delays in acquiring passports in the country have been attributed to the lack of knowledge and disregard for simple rules and guidelines on application forms on the part of applicants. According to the Director of Passports, Eric Odoyenim, even though the passport office encounters some challenges in meeting deadlines, most applicants rather prefer to engage middlemen and thus eventually delays the whole process. Mr. Odoyenim was speaking on GBC's Unique Breakfast Drive.
The delays that occur, sometimes they are blown out of proportion. We do have challenges with equipment. Like in every system, equipment may break down, power may go off. And remember that the data we receive from our regional offices are electronically transmitted. Most of the regional offices don't have standby generators. So when they have power failure, transmission for that particular day or that particular, depending on the duration of the power failure, the transmission is not going to take place. Some of the delays that has been the subject of public complaints are merely technical.
Okay.
And of course, if someone has paid for a 9-day delivery, and out of the 9 days you have maybe a 2 or 3 day power outage, you're not going to be able to honor that undertaking.
Mm.
There are also situations that occur which is the result of the applicant's own making, and that is linked to the issue of applicants looking for third parties to be part of the acquisition process. The passport form has been designed in such a way that if you provide incorrect answers or you do not attach what is required of you, there's no way your application is going to go through the normal process and then meet the time deadline set for you. So we encourage all applicants to be very careful with the filling of the forms, because the fact that you fill the forms and presented it at a passport application center does not mean automatically you're going to be entitled to a Ghanaian passport. What it means is that your application has been received, is going to be vetted, both at the manual stage where you meet the vetting officers one-on-one, and then subsequently at the electronic stage where the equipment goes through to make sure that there are no discrepancies, there are no fake documents attached, there are no unwanted information on the particular form.
Let's speak of the issue of agents, connection men, middlemen, name them. How are they helping you, or how are they giving you problems?
They are a nuisance, to put it mildly. And they are a nuisance because the public encourages them to be so.
Mm.
There is no need in the first place making contact with someone on the inside to help you. Because most of the delays that occur as a result of third-party interference.
Mm.
Because you buy the form, you fill it out yourself, you present yourself for your biometrics to be captured, the job is done. Why do you need a third party? So the lack of knowledge as to the role of the third party sometimes exacerbates the problem for the applicant.
Mr. Odoyenim urged prospective applicants for passports to apply through the passport office. He said the process is easy for all to go through. There is therefore no need to engage third party agents.
An individual makes the decision to acquire a passport. Your first point of call will be the purchase of that passport application form from any of the banks. And your traveling needs will determine the category of passport that you purchase, either a 50 or a 100 Ghana Cedi. After you've acquired the passport form, passport application form, you take your time, fill it out with the accompanying documents that are indicated on the form as being necessary to be attached to that form. Once you've done that, we have 6 operating passport application centers. Depending on your location, you move into one. Sometimes if you still have issues with the form, we have a client service that you can approach and you'll be assisted. I would suggest that you use the services we have by way of our officers there, rather than look for those milling around and asking for their assistance. They will end up worsening your situation for you.
The Director of Passport, Mr. Eric Odoyenim, talking to Juliet Kwachi on the Unique Breakfast Drive.